Penguin Random House Audio presents Dictator by Robert Harris. Read for you by David Rintoul.
Author's note. Dictator tells the story of the final 15 years in the life of the Roman statesman Cicero, imagined in the form of a biography written by his secretary, Tiro. That there was such a man as Tiro, and that he wrote such a book, are well-attested historical facts. Born a slave on the family estate, he was 3 years younger than his master, but long outlived him, surviving, according to St. Jerome, until he reached his 100th year. "Your services to me are beyond count," Cicero wrote to him in 50 BC. "In my home and out of it, in Rome and abroad, in private affairs and public, in my studies and literary work." Tiro was the first man to record a speech in the Senate verbatim, and his shorthand system, known as Notae Tironianae, was still in use in the church in the 6th century. Indeed, some traces of it, the ampersand symbol for and, the abbreviations etc., NB, IE, EG, survive to this day. He also wrote several treatises on the development of Latin. His multi-volume Life of Cicero is referred to as a source by the first-century historian Asconius Pedianus. Plutarch cites it twice. But like the rest of Tiro's literary output, the book disappeared amid the collapse of the Roman Empire. What must it have been like, one wonders? Cicero's life was extraordinary, even by the hectic standards of the age. From relatively lowly origins compared to his aristocratic rivals, and despite his lack of interest in military matters, deploying his skill as an orator and the brilliance of his intellect, he rose at meteoric speed through the Roman political system, until, against all the odds,